With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court will consider expanding President Trump's power to fire board members from independent agencies. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Justices will hear arguments in December about when presidents can fire board members and will consider overturning a nearly century-old decision limiting the president's power. In 1935, the Supreme Court found that commissioners can only be removed for misconduct or neglect of duty. In a 6-3 decision, the High Court also allowed Donald Trump to fire a Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission while the case plays out. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All eyes on the United Nations beginning Tuesday morning. The wars in the Middle East and Ukraine likely to take center stage as the gathering of world leaders shifts into full gear. Tuesday kicks off the General Assembly's annual lineup of speeches from presidents, prime ministers, and many others. President Trump slated to speak on Tuesday morning. NATO member Estonia requesting an Article 4 consultation. That after Russian warplanes violated its airspace last Friday, United States Ambassador to the UN, Michael Waltz, rebuked Russia for that action.
The United States stands by our NATO allies in the face of these airspace violations, and I want to take this first opportunity to repeat and to emphasize the United States and our allies will defend every inch of NATO territory. Russia must urgently stop such dangerous behavior.
Nation's largest railroad union endorsing Union Pacific's proposed $85 billion acquisition of Northern Southern. This is SRN News. Well, Americans talk about artificial intelligence in a new survey.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that a lot of people are worried about AI and how it will be used by them and on them. Most certainly, they want the new technology limited in some ways. The Pew poll reveals 73% of respondents believe AI should have no role in advising people about faith in God, and 66% do not want it to have any role in whether or not two people fall in love. Overall, Americans are pessimistic about AI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality and so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through third grade. By 2024, the growing list was up to 20 states. This is SRN News. The Trump administration barring Iranian diplomats based in or visiting New York from shopping at wholesale club stores.
And the diplomats cannot purchase any luxury goods in the U.S. without specific permission from the State Department. The only country whose diplomats were specifically targeted is Iran. Stores like Costco have been a favorite of Iranian diplomats posted to and visiting New York because they were able to buy large quantities of products not available in their economically isolated country for relatively cheap prices and send them home. John Scott reporting.
Well, two of the nation's biggest real estate service companies combining in a deal that will bring Century 21, Compass, and several other major brokerage brands under the same umbrella. Compass says it has agreed to acquire rival Anywhere Real Estate in an all-stock transaction. More details at srnnews.com.